yes, you're listening to Law and Gospel on this September the 13th in the year of our Lord 2017. And it's an Insight Wednesday. Now, it's not often that on the radio I say something that really is taken to be an error. But yesterday on Law and Gospel, and we're going to talk about this today, I was making the mention to Pastor Mark Smith that anytime a woman goes down a dark alley, and you see this on television all the time, and she gets attacked, I said, well, she deserved to be attacked. And he really was not happy with that. In fact, after the program, we were talking about that. And then in the parking lot, we ran into Joni Harwell. Many of you know her, faithful worker here at KFUO for many years till she retired. And she said, boy, you ought not say that on the radio. So it got me thinking more and more, and I've come to the conclusion that because of the normal understanding of the word deserve, that really was a mistake to say that a woman walking down a dark alley deserves to be attacked. What I meant was taking a look at a lot of the television programs. In fact, last night, there's a program my wife and I like watching together. It's Father Brown. It's a Roman Catholic priest who seems to have a murder in his parish every week, and then he tries and solves it. But the story began, this particular one we were watching, it was from 2 weeks ago, with a woman walking alone in a forest. And guess what happened? Yep, she was murdered. Somebody came up behind her with a big stone, hit her in the head. Now, we find out later that the person who murdered her was another Roman Catholic priest whose children had died because of witches. And she was thought to be a witch. And so he was just getting rid of the evil in the world. It all depends what you mean by the word deserve. And I think the common understanding is to do something worthy of reward or punishment. For example, at the Olympics, the people who win the race, they deserve the gold medal. That's right. That's they merited it. Or a person is robbing a bank and they get shot by the police. Well, they deserve to be shot if they had a gun and were shooting at the police. So the word deserves, in many people's mind, means to do something worthy of reward or punishment. So a woman walking by herself anywhere is not worthy of any punishment or any bad thing happening to her. But there is another definition of a deserve, and that's the one I had in mind. It's found in the Collins Dictionary and other one. To be receiving something because of your actions. Now, I used to work at Lutheran Hospital in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's where I met my wife, Louise. But it wasn't at all uncommon that when a nurse left at night and she was walking to the parking lot, that she would ask one of the security individuals to go with her. Because there had been a number of break-ins into cars and also attacks. For example, I was thinking when Martin Luther King was shot and killed, I had a motorcycle. I was in St. Louis, and I heard that there was a lot of rumblings in certain neighborhoods. So I got on my bicycle or motorcycle, and I went into those areas just, you know, to witness. For example, anytime there was a five-alarm fire, I would go and watch it, maybe take pictures of it, this sort of thing. Well, I remember I was driving down an alley and some people saw me and they began to throw stones. Did I deserve that? Well, yeah, in the sense I did. I mean, how dumb is that to be going into a riotous situation where people have their emotions really high in regard to the death of someone they really appreciated? So in a sense, I could say, and this is a definition, that I was given something because of my actions. But that's not how most people understand the word deserve. When you say someone deserves it, what comes up in their mind, if it's something bad they get, then they assume you mean that what they are doing is a sin. And that's appropriate to say that, that somebody who is doing a sin deserves it. I've talked quite a bit of it about on television, Channel 22 on cable, and I like to tape record those because I hate advertisements, and I can see a half-hour program or even an hour program in about 35 minutes. Be that as it may, there's a lot of true stories about a spouse cheating on another spouse and then gets murdered. And in my mind, one can say they deserved being murdered because of an action that they did. Now, that's a sin. Does it deserve being murdered in a just way? No, of course not. But how many times have you seen someone doing something really ignorant, and then an accident happens, or they fall, or something happens? Yes, they deserve that, because they shouldn't be doing something ignorant. And somebody decides to go on a tight wire between two buildings and they fall down and they're badly injured. Well, they kind of deserve that because they don't know how to do a tight wire properly. I see this one commercial. I don't understand it because she's advertising plates, paper plates, and she's walking on a tightrope between two buildings. And what that has to do with paper plates, I've never figured out. But she's very good, and she's able to stay on that tightrope. So, because of the common definition of deserve means that you deserve something negative because you do a sin, then it is not a sin for a woman to walk anywhere, even by herself, even in a dark alley. That in and of itself is not a sin. But if you use the definition of deserve, that they received something negative because of their actions that were not wise, then they kind of deserve that. For example, there are people who like to buy rental homes. And during, a few years ago, everything fell apart. And so a rental home that was worth, say, $80,000 is now only worth $60,000 or $50,000. And it's below what is owed. And so people end up going into foreclosure and this kind of thing. Buying rental homes was not a sin. But doing it in a way that you're not aware of the possibilities that could happen, one could say, well, you really deserve those foreclosures because you are not wise enough in understanding the economics of the situation. It's not a sin to buy houses, but it is probably not wise to get into something beyond your capability of handling any situation. So, Pastor Smith thought I was going to get a lot of emails criticizing what I had said. I got none. And that doesn't mean what I said was correct. So the word deserve. People who go to hell deserve to go to hell. See, that's another thing. Because we're, from the point of view of the Bible, talking about individuals who might never have heard of the gospel. They may be in a country or in a language that they never hear the gospel. How do they deserve to be going to hell? What sin did they do? Well, they had the sin of unbelief, but they had no opportunity to come to faith. See, we got to be really careful when we use that word deserve, thinking, as many people do today, that the only people who go to hell are those who heard the message of Christianity and rejected it. No, it's not necessary to have heard the message in order to go to hell. That's why we have a number of theologians who don't believe that people are going to hell if they've never heard the message of Jesus Christ. Now, if that were true, then why would you ever do mission work? Think about this. If a person is going to heaven because they've never heard the message of Jesus Christ, but then a missionary comes to them and gives them the message of Jesus Christ, and they reject it, now they're going to hell. So I would be totally against mission work. You know, I'm part and parcel of Concordia Mission Society, where we raise funds for Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Good News Magazine. And why are we doing that? Why are we sending out a message to people who've never heard the gospel if you only go to hell once you hear the gospel and reject it? If they're already going to heaven, then it seems like you're really putting them in jeopardy of going to hell. That's why we believe, teach, and confess that regardless of whether you've heard the message, if that faith isn't there, then hell is your destination. Now, I don't understand that from a reasonable point of view, but that's God's message. So that's why we are so excited with KFUO getting into areas and lands where people are maybe for the first time hearing the gospel message of Jesus Christ. All they need is an internet connection, KFUO.org. And they can come to faith by hearing the various programs that we have here on KFUO. So in one sense, people who never heard the gospel do deserve to go to hell, but not because they've never heard the gospel, it's because of their unbelief. Now, see, that doesn't sound reasonable to most people. If a person only comes to faith through hearing the word of God or baptism, or that's the sacrament, how can you blame them if they never had the opportunity? That's a question we can't answer, because the answer isn't in the Bible. It's clear that those who do not have faith will not be saved, but it doesn't fit into our way of rational thinking. That's why you got to be really careful when we're talking about reason. So I can say that a person who's never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ deserves to go to hell. And some people will be really against that because they say, what did they do wrong? What did they do not to hear the gospel? Maybe they were born in a land where it never occurs. So the word deserve can be used in different contexts. But I have been convinced after doing some work, taking a look at the word deserve, that it means, in the minds of most people, to do something worthy of reward or punishment. We just had a tremendous situation with hurricanes. Could I say that somebody who bought a home on the beach deserved to be flooded? Well, it's not a sin to buy a home near the beach. Who knew that such a hurricane would come in with particularly a large amount of water flooding your house? You had to be evacuated. It's something when I would buy a house, one of the items, the first item I would ask the person who was helping me to buy houses was, is it in a floodplain? Now, believe it or not, we're in St. Louis. Yet there are areas not near the river that are susceptible to floods. Now, what does that mean? It means one of two things. Either your insurance is going to be a lot higher, or you're not going to be able to get insurance. And a lot of people did not have the insurance for flooding because it was so expensive or was really hard to get. Those who live in certain areas where the flooding came in due to the storms. Did they deserve to be flooded? No, in one sense. But one needs to use one's reason in making decisions, even though it may not be sin. You still might deserve the results because you are not wise enough. For example, you may want to go buy a car. You probably know you can afford one at maybe $10,000, but you buy a $35,000 car instead. You got 4 years of payments. You're unable to pay them, and the car goes into foreclosure. Is that something you deserved? Well, it wasn't a sin to buy the car, but I'll tell you, you deserved to go into foreclosure because you weren't able to afford something like that. And you're saying, well, today things are different, and that is true. Car salesmen, they can take a look at your FICO score, and it's a lot harder to get a loan today. Ask people who are trying to buy a house. The FICO score is something that measures your worthiness in making sure you pay your debts. The score can be anywhere from 400 to 800, depending on which FICO company you're using. And I used to be in error on this. I thought, let's say you have a credit card and you can spend $10,000, that your FICO score would go up higher the more you spent. And then I took some courses on this and found out, no, that's really wrong. If you have a $10,000 credit card, if you only spend 20% of that at any time and then pay it back fully, that's what raises your FICO score really high. But if you owe 50, 60, 70% of that credit card that you paid, bought things for, and you're in debt, you're going to have a lower FICO score. So it's really wise to make sure you never spend more than 20% of your credit card, and if at all possible, pay the whole thing off. Very important. In fact, there's credit cards out there right now that will actually give you money the more you spend. For example, 2% on gas, 3% on groceries, 1% on anything else. The trouble is, you have to have a kind of high FICO score to get those, or else you just have a regular credit card that doesn't give you any money back and has a high interest rate, 25 to 29%. So do people deserve to end up having things taken away or a delinquency or such because they weren't wise with their money? I think so. Even though the buying of those things was not in and of itself a sin. But I have come to the conclusion that to say that somebody who is walking down an alley in the dead of night, they don't deserve to be attacked. It's still unwise to do that, but it's not a sin to do that. And that's how most people understand the word deserve. That when you deserve something, it's because of a sin that you've done. Where I was just simply using the definition of deserve, that you end up receiving something because of your actions. And your actions don't necessarily have to be sinful. Like buying a house on the beach where a hurricane is possible. It's not a sin, but in a sense, you kind of deserve to get flooded in one sense, but not because you've done a sin. So I'll be more careful, and I thank Pastor Mark Smith and Joni for helping me at least take a look. What does the word deserve really mean? And while I believe still that there is a definition of deserve that fits with what I was trying to say, that's not what most people think about when they hear the word deserve. They think somebody deserves something either because they've done something wonderful and therefore they deserve a prize or a reward, or they've done something sinful and therefore they get something negative. The bottom line is, most people, when we're talking about negative things and you use the word deserve, they come to the conclusion that you've done some kind of a sin. And that's not what I meant. But it's the common understanding. We've said a lot of times when you look at the Bible, most of the words there have a totally different meaning than how the world uses them. And I gave the example that people who have never heard the message of Jesus Christ deserve to go to hell. That's absolutely correct. Doesn't make any sense to us in our mind, but it's what the Bible says. And that's why we're motivated in reaching out to these people. But in most situations, when God would bring calamity upon Israel, etc., and you say they deserved it, it was because of their idolatry. And so there was a sin there. And I think that's what most people are thinking about. So I still say to women, be really careful where you are. Be watching those around you. And make sure that you're safe. Because nothing is more important than that. I mean, who today in St. Louis leaves all the doors open on their house or unlocked? I don't know of anybody. Whereas when I grew up, it wasn't at all unusual that we wouldn't be locking the doors. But we live now in a society where we have to be more careful. And, for example, here in St. Louis, a judge will be making a decision on whether a policeman is guilty of what some people consider murder. And if he's said to be not guilty, the police are getting ready to protect us from those who will turn to violence. They've kind of promised that. So if I get on my motorcycle and I go where these riots are taking place and I get hurt, I believe I kind of deserved it because I should stay away from those places. Going there wasn't a sin, but it was really a bad judgment. So it's like what happened. A lot of people went down to the ocean, they told us, when the hurricane was coming in. And of course, a number of them died. Did they deserve to die? Well, depends how you use the word deserve. The warnings were nobody should go down there. So one could say that they were ignoring the warnings. even the warnings, get out of your house because of the wave surge that could be coming in. So, I thank Pastor Mark Smith and Joni for helping me understand this a little bit better. And I'll be a lot more careful in using the word deserve in the future, knowing that for many of you, the word deserve means because of something you did wrong, you get a punishment. I'm Tom Baker. Tomorrow we're going to talk about transgenderism. We've got some wonderful things with Wes Reimnitz to share with you that you are unaware of. We'll look at it both from a scriptural and a political point of view. That's the next Law and Gospel. I'm Tom Baker. God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email Law and Gospel at lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.